The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
News Talk 710.
He chose the red pill, although he keeps a few of the blue ones on hand just in case. Peter Boyles on 710 KNUS.
Morning, everybody. It is a Friday morning. This is going to be a fun hour. June 11, 2021. We can't reach Alan, so we'll see what happens. But Shootout Breast Cancer is coming up, and we'll talk more about it back here on Monday. But 83 will be the high today, 88 Saturday, 90 on Sunday. Jimmy Sangenberger, who's doing great work on the on the Tay Anderson stories, in for Stefan. Stefan is healing. In the meantime, I'm walking out of the place. What day was it?
Monday.
And the voice is the legend, Mike Boyle, longtime restaurant show, just been around Denver forever, doing all, not only owning bars, but also, of course, doing great work in the media, and we've been pals forever. And he turns around, and you show me this film cover, and it's entitled Laser Moon. And just you were go ahead, say what you said.
Pete, you were in a movie with Tracy Lords.
Yes, I was.
Yeah, you know that's what happened. I took a group of listeners down to Mexico. We were in Cancun, and you know you try to meet everybody on the trip. You take people on trips. You try to meet everybody. You want to know a little bit about them. So this guy and I are out walking in the morning. And I said, I know you retired from a computer industry, but you also mentioned the arts. You say every once in a while, I hear you say musical here, play this, play that. I said, did you ever do any television or film? And he said, well, I have one movie credit. I was in a movie with, I said, well, is it anything I've ever heard of? Well, I was in a movie with Tracy Lords. And you know what? I looked at it, I said, the ex-porn star?
Yeah.
Now, there's probably people out there listening that are absolutely horrified that somebody would recognize the name Tracy Lords, but I knew it immediately.
Sure.
And he said, yes, it was after she went mainstream.
Yeah.
Well, I had no idea. I let it go. We talked a little bit. I come back in the mail, Laser Moon starring Tracy Lords. So I watch it. And I'm about 10. And, of course, I'm watching for this guy. He plays the doctor. And I'm watching. And all of a sudden, there's a radio scene. Wait. That's my buddy Peter Boyles. And so I'm looking for the credits, all of that type of stuff. And so I brought it in to show you. And matter of fact, this is a present for you, Pete.
Yeah. And you told me I can put this in my computer now and watch it.
Yeah,
I do not believe I've ever seen this film.
Uh huh. Well, it ain't Dr. Zhivago, buddy. Oh, but I'm.
But, it's not the Guns of Navarone.
No. But no. And
oh, Mikey. So and
you did a nice job. You well, played yeah. kind of the.
I played Petey Billy. Or, I played Billy.
Yes,
producer.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And so, but anyway, it made me look her up. And because, you know, Pete, listen, I have to tell, and by the way, we've got a segment on the restaurant show tomorrow on this also with Pete, but it made me kind of wonder. You and I have this natural inquisitiveness, right? We want to know about stuff. And I've always kind of wondered, well, if somebody gets done dancing at Shotgun Willie's when they're drop dead good looking and so forth, what kind of happens to them? If somebody's a porn star like Tracy Lords, what happens?
Well, she was a kid, man. She was like underage.
Tracy Lords. I said, yeah. Tracy Lords. Yeah. 15. 15
was
years
I she
old.
Was. I remember there was a big scandal. She testified. And
yes. She was she dropped out of Redondo Beach, California High School.
Didn't know that.
Yes. And started at 15. She obviously developed a lot sooner than some women. But and actually kind of almost was done in the industry. She made one film after she turned 18, and that's so she could control the rights to it.
The one and only Mikey Boyle's here, 710 KNUS, Denver's talk station. Now, we also, somebody else was in that film who now is a disc jockey in the Springs.
Tracy, Tammy Oakland.
Yeah,
Tammy Oakland has been around. She does a morning show down there, has for years.
We've got to get her on the show.
So when I did, when I sent her a note, I also sent a note to Tracy Lords to ask
for
her.
Real?
Yes, to ask her to come back and be on the air.
I'm
with
sure
us.
She remembers me and
and would like to meet me. But yeah. But at any rate,
is she in her 50s now?
53.
Okay. Right.
Married. 14, 15 year old son.
Yeah.
And she's been on Roseanne. Oh. MacGyver.
Wow.
She's been in movies. She wrote a book called Tracy Lords Underneath It All, a best-selling. Her autobiography was best-selling. And she created a clothing line that is an wow. operation and does very well. She's an award winner. She really has. She really doesn't like being referred to as an ex-porn star. Oh. But you know what?
Much like yourself hanging around me.
Yeah, I changed
Tracy's
life. Be careful
when
you throw around that friend of Mike Boyle's, or friend of Peter Boyle's thing, okay?
So so we started talking about this, and I played a guy, and I didn't know, I even forgot his name until 20 people told me. Bernie Bernard. That's a radio name. My guy was Bernie Bernard.
That's right. Yes, that's who you were.
And I was this... And we'll give the way of film. The film was called Laser
Moon. I don't think there's going to be a groundswell of people rushing out to buy Laser Moon. But
it's a whodunit.
Yep. And she plays a detective.
She's a dick. That's right. She's a detective. And the on-air guy is the killer.
Yes.
But he uses a laser, right? Do I remember all this? Tell the story.
He uses some sort of surgical laser to... kill and immobilize and kill his victims, right. All pretty women.
Only when?
Full moon.
There you go.
Laser moon. How did Tracy Lords get her name, Pete?
Wait a minute. You told me this, but I don't remember.
She loved the name Tracy.
I know what it was. I remember.
All her friends in high school.
Yeah.
And she had to have a last name.
Jack Lord.
Her favorite television show was Hawaii Five-0.
Jack Lord. Yeah. And I remember that. Yeah.
You know, when I was in Hawaii, I paddled outrigger canoes, raced outrigger canoes. And every once in a while, Jack Lords and James MacArthur would come down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and they say, we need to do a shoot. We want really Hawaii. Yeah. They wouldn't be in it. So we'd get in the canoe and we'd paddle and so forth.
I heard he was a really good guy.
Wonderful, yeah, wonderful guy. Yeah. And James MacArthur would have parties at his apartment on the Alawai, and we'd go to those.
I met him when we were working at KOA. He had come in on the job, and he was a good guy.
Yeah.
But no, everybody said that, and he did a television series called Stony Burke, and he was a rodeo cowboy.
Okay.
And so when I was around a rodeo a lot, because he'd come on a set and they did real stuff. And so all the rodeo guys I knew that he played a bronc rider, they said he was great. Just a good guy, came out, hung out, was with, like a John Wayne thing, you know, where John Wayne hung out with the stunt doubles and he didn't hang out with the elite guys. He hung out with the working guys on the movie. And so,
and that's the impression that I get about Tracy Lords. The doctor, Doug Brown, down in Colorado Springs, he said, I only met her a couple times on the set, but she was very nice, very pleasant, very friendly. And that seems to be her reputation in the industry.
We're talking. I talked to my ex-wife about it. I said, did I get paid? And she said, yeah, they gave you a check. Because I don't remember, and they came to Denver. I was working at KBIG. With Dave Logan, we're talking about. I'm reading Dave's book right now. It's very good. So they said, hey, do you want to be in a film? And we'd been in a couple other movies. And I said, well, yeah, what are we going to do? And he said, well, it's about a talk show host who's a killer. I went, well, of course. And so they would send a limo. This is a true story. They would send a limo. And I was living in Genesee then, living in the mountains. And I would meet them at the Genesee exit.
Okay.
Or Lookout Mountain exit. And I get in a limo, and we go to Colorado Springs because they shot it in the Springs.
Mm-hmm.
And they had built a set. And so she came on a set a couple of times because and if I remember it correctly, which I'm sure I don't, that she was this really beautiful woman, but she was a rookie detective or something.
Yes.
And it was her first case. And the on-air guy.
And the detective she worked with very derisively called her Barbie doll and so forth.
Yeah, he put her down. Yeah. But one day we had to go, and this is a story for my son, but one day we had to go shoot on a Saturday, and there was kind of like a strip biker bar, which I couldn't find today, but we shot in there, and if I remember that correctly, so I took my kid, not knowing, I thought he was going to take him on a movie set, but we were really, See where this is headed, right? Child abuse.
Bar.
Yeah, but the guy who played the on-air guy was a really cool guy. He wanted to know all about radio. And so we would sit and talk about radio, mm-hmm. about radio, what radio was about. But that's about as much as I remember of doing that. But then you bring this in. I know what I'm doing tonight. I'm going to watch this.
It's 90 minutes, an hour and a half.
Right.
And I'd say, yeah. And you know what? You'll see the old Antlers Hotel.
Yeah.
It was shot. Some of it was shot in the arcades out there in Manitou Springs. I mean, you'll certainly recognize
they did
it.
And I remember went to the set, and I think we worked, I'm going to say 6 days, or I got 6 days work out of, or 7 days work. And finally I got to the point, I don't want to go do this, you know, because it was Saturday. What I want to do is, now we're sending the limo. And I said, can I bring my kid? And Morgan was probably as old as Liam is now, you know, and I, come on, let's go. And so he thought it was really cool. We're going to see the movie. And actually, all the guys on the set were great to him, but we ended up in some kind of bar I grew up in, you know, and it was like, okay, we'll do this. But so I've never gotten a check on this. But on the other ones, if they're, I still get.
Have you done other movies?
Yes, I have.
Glad I asked.
Mikey Boyle, Peter Boyle's together. When I'm working with Bob Lee, we're doing a morning show on KLEK, and there's so many great Bob Lee stories, but Clint Eastwood came to town, a movie called Every Which Way But Loose.
There's another guy that I've had occasion to meet.
Great guy.
Wonderful great guy. I'll tell you something. Yeah. I just watched Trouble with the Curve the other day.
Great book.
Where he's a grumpy old baseball scout you know.
Can't hit the deuce.
Yes.
But, and so they were using, and so many friends of mine were in the bands because that was back when we were doing country show. And we had a bar on East Colfax called Bob Lee and Peter Boyle's Nashville West. And they're shooting in all kind of different bars, but Terry Hernandez and Gary Morris and, Timothy P and all those guys, they made up these bands, but they also brought in Charlie Rich, the Silver Fox. I love Charlie Rich. So our gig was we're standing at the bar, and Clint's going to walk in the bar. And what I learned two things. I think I told you that story. Clint drank Olympia beer.
Yes.
Only one sip out, and he had a guy. And this guy walks in and goes, there's Clint. It was his double. But the guy looked dead. And he just passed away. I read where he just passed away. He was dead, looked dead like Clint Eastwood. Dead like Clint Eastwood. And so we would be there, and the guy would put a beard on. And remember when they had, like, pop tops? Not snap-ops, but you
pushed it with your thumb, yeah.
And they put a beard on in front of Clint, and he'd drink. Put the beard on, they'd take it away. Damn, I got to get into some of this, you know. And so we did that, and then there was a fight, and I think it was Millikan Brick. And we were in the crowd for the Millikan Brick fight. But that was the first time I thought. And they had, remember he had the chimp, or not a chimp, it was an orangutan, Clyde, mm-hmm. and should punch people in the mouth. And,
yeah.
And there was a biker club chasing him and all that. And it was cool. So I said, okay. And then I think I told you this story. There's a movie called American Flyers about bike racers.
Uh-huh.
And so we were contacted. Would I want to be, and I think because I had some other gig, would I like to be a reporter? And Billy Anderson, Bronco Billy, Bronco Bobby. What am I doing, Billy?
Yeah.
Doing Clint Eastwood, Bronco Bob. So he and I were close. I mean, I dearly loved the guy. So Bobby, they needed a Russian reporter because there was a Russian in the race. And it was right after Carter blows everybody out of the Olympics and all these guys were mad because they didn't get a chance to race. But it's Ray Dong Chong's in it. Kevin Costner was in it. And they called the race the Hell of the West. And some of the guys that owned the bike stores around town, who still are old guys, but they were in the movie. So we had to run up this hill and chase the bikers as they come to this thing to cross this finish line. And there's like this really epic moment where the guy falls, gets up, runs with the bike. So, I've always been, especially after I'd quit drinking, and I was in pretty good shape, and Bobby's a monster. So we're going out there, and Bobby's supposed to speak Russian to the Russian guy. And he had taken Russian as an undergrad at CU.
Mm-hmm.
I spoke more Russian. Brasbidanya, you know, and yet. And they told him what to say, and he did it. So we're running this hill. We must have done five takes, six takes. It's hot. And we had ties on and everything and running up the hill. And Bobby's he's a Russian TV guy, I guess, and I'm this U.S. guy. And so he's the guy that they cast for his cameraman. He's got to be 300 pounds.
Oh, no.
he's out of shape. And Bobby's running that hill. Bobby, you know, Bobby's sprinting. And he's carrying this guy up the hill. And finally the guy said, I can't do this. He said, I can't run that hill again. But that was that. And we got checks on that. And still, every once in a while, you get a check for like $3. I don't know if you've ever been through this, but you join ASCAP and you get a Screen Actors Guild and you get a...
I have not. Yeah. I'm just thrilled to be here in the presence of a star.
But wait, there's more. And I was in The Shining. And it's interesting because Hal and Charlie, if you watch Kubrick's Shining, they're on. Their voices are on. The guy's leaving Old Stapleton in a snowstorm.
Listening to the radio.
Yeah. The guy that's... Crothers played him, and Scatman played him. He was the guy that shined. He was the cook that could shine. If you read, there wasn't so much evident in the film, but if you read the book, when will it shine? And the old man says, it'll shine when it shines. And they have that ability to read minds and to see things. Well, the character that Scatman played could shine, and a little boy could shine. And that's why it's The Shining. And so... But when he leaves the airport, he's going up to the Overlook, which is really the Stanley. Here I go. On the radio is Hal and Charlie. So years later, I'm working at KL doing a morning show. And a guy named Mick Garris, I've known 1,000 years. And Mick was back in the nightmare years. And Mick's brilliant. He was a producer, director. And Mick calls me. And I didn't know they were in the Stanley. And they were shooting Stephen King's... because Kubrick's version of The Shining isn't the book. And Stephen never liked that movie because it wasn't the book. So I get a phone call. Hey, Peter, Mick Garris. Hey, Mick, what are you doing, Irish? And he said, we're up here listening to your show. And he said, true story, he said, Stephen likes it. I said, stop. And I'm like the biggest Stephen King fan in the world. And I said, hey, man. And the Rockies, they had opened Coors Field. KOA is still a partner. They had the press boxes and all that kind of stuff. So this is the Katie Monahan story as well. So I said, ask him if he wants to come in and do the radio show. No one is going to say no. And you're going to put him on. You're going to hear him talking with his hand over the phone. He said, yeah, what time do you want us? And I got a picture. And I said, come in tomorrow whenever you want to. And Billy, were you working with me when Stephen King came in? Billy and I were on the job together. And Mick and Stephen came in the next day. I think we were off the air at 9, and they came in at 7. And for 2 hours, I talked to Stephen King. And, I mean, all of the books. And The Shining is really a story about an alcoholic. Mm-hmm. And an alcoholic losing his sobriety, and that's really what it is. And so we sat and talked about it. And then I asked him about Jerusalem's Lot, or Salem's Lot, Jerusalem's Lot, and I said, you know, the weird thing about your stuff, and which I think really goes into his own sobriety and, of course, the recovery from nothing ever goes away. And he was lighting up on what I was saying. I said, you know, when the mean things never die. Like when you and our little guys go to a Frankenstein film, Frankenstein burns up. Or Dracula, somebody stakes him, or somebody kills the werewolf. Well, in Stephen King, nothing ever dies. And that's the disease of alcoholism and drug addiction. It never goes away. It just stays with you and comes up in different forms. And in fact, you know, when Cujo, the thing is in the closet, you know, it repeats itself. It's chasing through Stephen King. And we just lit up. I mean, we talked, and then the show was over. And then I think it was Katie came in, and because Stephen King builds Little League fields all over Maine. He loves baseball, and he's a huge baseball fan. And one of his things he does is build Little League fields for kids. And the Coors Field had either opened... And they said, would you like to go to the ball game? And he said, yeah. And so they had him in the... And he went over to the press box, and I forget who was calling the games back then. And he came over and sat with the guys. And so then, long story short, as we come up, he said, we're talking about being in recovery. And, of course, the whole film was about this guy, you know, losing his sobriety. And he says to me, he said, you ever run a meeting? Which is, guys, and I said, yeah, I've read in meetings. He said, hey, Mick. He said, who's running a meeting? And because Jack goes to a meeting. He said, he said, can you run a meeting? And I said, probably. He said, all right. He said, you're in a movie. Oh. So if you watch it, I run the AA meeting that he goes to. Huh. And they filmed it out at, used to be Colorado Women's College. Now it's Johnson and Wales, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so they had
17th and Montfiore.
Yeah.
Whatever,
they had taken one of the, I think it might have been the dining room. I don't know. I was never there. And they made it look like a mountain lodge because they're in the mountains and I'm there. And so, you get a $3 check about every 5 years from that. And Breaking Away will give you. And that's still, you know, they have to pay you. And I'm thinking to myself, how much money do you think Clint Eastwood still gets from Every Which Way But Loose? Tons.
Pete, you've been in movies with Clint Eastwood. You've been in The Shining. You've been in movies.
Quit it.
Don't
start this.
I guarantee you that any group you find yourself in will want to know about being in a movie with Tracy Lords.
Well, so...
I
dated Tracy.
yeah. She was between marriages, you were looking good.
I told her, I said, look, Tracy, when you see me, don't talk to me. Yeah. I don't want anybody to know. So when you come on the set, don't talk to me. Don't acknowledge me. Huh. You know, and just don't.
Well, how things have changed. I invited her to be on your show.
I said, remember, Tracy, what I told you? Don't talk to me. I said, I'll see you in a car. Yeah. No. I thought she was nice. She was a nice woman.
She was such a big Hawaii 5-0. You know what her cat's name was?
What?
Steve McGarrett. She called her cat Steve McGarrett.
Well, he was McGarrett, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. Well, you know, hey, how are you? That was about as far as I ever went with Tracy Lords. Oh. But there are stories about people. Let me set up this question. We'll take a break. Are there people you wish you'd have never met?
Sure.
But hold on. We'll come back with that. Because there are people I wish I'd have never met. She wasn't one of them. And Stephen King, I know I'm this huge Stephen King fan. And I kept bringing up books. And I'm talking to Stephen King about this book. And it doesn't matter. I mean, Salem's Lot's a frightening book. They're all frightening books. But it's The Stand. The Stand is the book.
I just read two books by Scott Smith that Stephen King said were the scariest books he had ever read. And I said, well, I got to read these books. Oh, yeah. A Simple Plan and The Ruins.
Yeah. Well, it's, I mean, and now they just remade another television series of The Stand, and they kind of stayed more close to the story. But you know, Stephen King,
Interesting that he didn't like The Shining,
made him a fortune. But
you know what? You know, David Morrell, you know,
sure.
I love Rambo.
Sure.
You know what? I'll tell you what. If they make Rambo 50, I'll watch it. If they make Rocky 50, sure. I'll watch it. First Blood was the name of the book.
Well, of course it was.
And you know what? In First Blood, Rambo dies.
Oh, yeah. Of course they kill him. Yeah.
So when Hollywood calls him up and says, we want to make a movie, David Morrell says, you know, he's dead. They said, well, he ain't going to be dead in the movie because we want Rambo 2, Rambo 3.
Well, remember, if you read what Stallone said about Rocky, he wanted Rocky to get killed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, after, I think, the third film, he wanted Rocky to die. And, of course, no ka-ching. Oh, still, talk about who you wish you'd have never met. And maybe you can ask the audience as well, who do you wish you never met? Warm weather has finally arrived, and you're looking to expand your outdoor living space. Urban Lights, the place to go for all your lighting and ceiling fan needs. Urban Lights has the latest in LED lighting, light up your displays, and hundreds of smart, these are great, the Wi-Fi ceiling fans that you control with your phone. Now, the huge selection of any room in your home, indoors or outdoors, and on weekends it's even better, 40% even off more when you go on the weekends. The big box home stores typically carry about a few basic styles. Urban Lights, 20,000 square foot showroom, hundreds of light fixtures, indoors and out. It's great. Drop in their showroom today and call to schedule a free design appointment. Virtual appointments. Get 40% off all lighting and selected the fans and home decor. The people are not just standing there taking your money. They really know what they're doing. Open 7 days a week. Find them south of I-25 on Santa Fe between Florida and Mississippi or at UrbanLightsDenver.com, UrbanLightsDenver.com. Tell them I sent you an extra 10% discount on the already price match guaranteed low prices. 7 days a week, they're Urban Lights.
There are three ways to reach the show. Call us at 303-696-1971. Text us on the free-to-download 710 KNUS app. Or send us an email. Just go to the Peter Boyles page at 710KNUS.com and click on Email the Show.
Driving over in Aurora, big accident off highway Peoria and Tennessee. Southbound Peoria closed at Tennessee, and that is north of Mississippi. Get around it, use Havana. And we do have delays on the highways. Downtown drive busy, southbound 25. Accident at 20th Street, that's been cleared. So from 58th Avenue on down to Spear. I-25 looks good in the tech center. Pretty heavy on southbound 225 from Parker Road in the tech center. And trouble at traffic lights in Littleton, Santa Fe, and C-470. I'm Susan Field.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka punches back.
The president's statement, he said it is white supremacy that is the greatest threat to America now. Greater than ISIS, greater than Al-Qaeda. I'm trying to think of those massive massacres by white supremacists of the last, 12 months? As opposed to Black Lives Matter, as opposed to Antifa.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 1 on News Talk 710, KNUS.
Hey there, homeowners. Are you experiencing pipe leaks? Is your water bill unexpectedly high? Or are you suffering from low water pressure? These are signs of widespread pipe failure due to old, corroded, and shoddy pipes. Rerouting a pipe or other Band-Aid fixes are not the answer. Only a whole house repipe with brand new high-quality PEX or copper will permanently solve the problem. Repipe Specialists. No more leaks and great water pressure. They've been doing this for over 25 years, serving over 40,000 happy customers. Repipe in just 1 to 2 days at half the cost of a plumber with a lifetime guarantee. So say goodbye to leaks once and for all. Enjoy a pipe leak-free home and eliminate the risk of potential water damage. Call us today for your free in-home estimate. We'll even take 20% off our already low price and receive 0% interest when you call today. Call 720-575-0591. 720-575-0591. That's 720-575-0591.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Pastor Cam Heating and AC Inc. wants to help you make the air in your home absolutely perfect with reliable, groundbreaking, award-winning Lennox products. That's why they're offering up to $1,800 in rebates on a new Lennox system, or make no payments for 6 months when you finance a new Lennox system for as little as $132 a month. To rethink your air and learn more, call Pastor Cam Heating and AC Inc. at 303-777-1234 or visit them online at PastorCamp.com. For great products, big savings, and perfect air, think Pastor Cam Heating and AC Inc., your local Lennox dealer. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
News Talk 710 KNUS and the Centennial Institute present the 2021 Western Conservative Summit, June 18th and 19th at the Hyatt Regency Denver at the Colorado Convention Center, featuring Victor Davis Hanson, Frank Gaffney, and Andy Ngo, live and in person. Reconnect and re-energize. The 2021 Western Conservative Summit, June 18th to 19th. Get tickets online at 710knus.com.
Hey, watch this. Watch what happens next. Friday morning, June the 11th, 2021. The one and only Mikey Boyle in studio. All right. We're talking about an epic film called Laser Moon. Hey, Mark.
What?
This is the man who produced the film. Did Boyle set you up for this, or is this legit?
No. I was telling your producer, I empathize with him, how hard it is to work with you. In fact, we did a number of med...
I lost you.
Years later.
Mark, where you, walk where I can hear you. Your phone just dropped.
Okay, I'm just in spot because... Hang on, let me get to a place.
Get to a place, because this is important.
I'll get to a place.
All right, get to a place.
This is important.
I've got to get to a place.
Mike's trying to plug her headsets in.
Well, your producer, Thorpe, gives me a crappy...
We're good. Go ahead, Mark. Go ahead.
Is that better?
I think so.
Okay. We'll go with this then. Yeah, I was just telling your producer how hard it is to work with you. So, you know.
That's probably what got you an immediate intro into the show, Mark.
I know how that works.
Yeah. So, you produced this film, Laser Moon. Let's start all over at the beginning.
You haven't gotten your residual checks?
Just when you say...
It may have gone to your ex-wife. I'm not sure.
A lot did.
When I talk to her.
A lot did.
Yeah, Nolan used to say, when the little kid says, no, son, it's not all the money, it's alimony, but it just means the same thing.
Well, I had a great line where you married the housekeeper, threw you out, and kept the house.
Yeah.
hey, Mark, come back. Now, you produced this epic Laser Moon?
Yes, yeah. Name's right up there on the jacket.
It certainly is.
It's right... Yeah, who would lie about?
No, okay. Who would lie about this film?
There's a lot of things you might make up, but that is not going to be one.
Tell us who you are. I mean, what do you do now? This was years ago. What do you do now? Your phone's going on me, brother. Your phone's racking on me.
Yeah,
I am so sorry. Let me
run outside and run. Yeah, run outside, get clear, and then call Billy back.
Yeah, I'm in a hurry now.
Right, call me right back. Call me right back. This guy produced it.
Yeah.
Are you going to fix those or what?
1993. I wasn't chopped liver. Why didn't he call me?
Well, don't start this. Mikey's here. All right, who's the one person you wish you'd have never met?
Oh, God. I'd have to think about that.
I mean, in all the years you've done the business and knocked around, and I mean, everybody has somebody say, you held them in high esteem, and then you go, man, we should have never met you.
Geez, I'm going to have to think about that for a second.
I had lunch with Dave Logan last Friday. It was a great, it was a really
I
the
think
best.
Dave Logan does a great job.
He's the man. Have you read his book?
No.
Get his book.
And I just have to tell you something. When I'm king, Dave Logan is going to have his own show by himself.
Well,
and no disrespect to others that have been, but I just think he does a wonderful job.
And the other morning,
he seems like a wonderful guy.
I had a great off-air phone conversation with Rick Lewis. We had a good conversation. Mm-hmm. So David, and the book is entitled If These Walls Could Talk. It's very good.
Mm-hmm.
It's really about his career in
Spores, I guess, would be the locker room walls.
Yeah, and it isn't about him growing up. And I mean, it's bits and pieces of it, but more about when he gets his first gig in radio and, you know, working with Irvin Joe and then getting into the Broncos and his relationships with Elway and everybody. And it's really, really well done. And he's going to be on a radio show. I'm almost done with the book. But it's entitled If These Walls Could Talk. But all these different characters, and we were talking about radio people, and one of them was people we wished we'd never worked with or never knew. And, you know, a lot of similarities, a lot of crossover, and because of the business, what this business was all about. And we got him back. Here he comes. He's lighting up the phone again. Billy, he's lighting up the phone. So he's going to get him. We'll put him back up. So anyhow, we'll get Dave on the show. And you know what he did when Leon White passed? And there's a thing, you never break kayfabe, you know, crossover. And there he is. And he came on when Leon passed. All right, there he is. All right, so Mark, start again. A little bit about your background and how you got into this business and what you did.
Well, started out in L.A., came back to Colorado Springs, where I had grown up, and started doing a lot of regional, national commercials, TV commercials. And at the time when Laser Moon was made, there was this giant need for B-films. Video stores were all over the place, and Blockbuster had locked up first-run features for a year. So the ma-and-pa video stores, which were these things that you went to and rented videos. I don't know if you can see these in Seinfeld still. So there was a need, and you could actually produce films by first pre-selling them around the world, getting bankable letters of credit, borrowing against that, putting some of your own money in, and you know, you would pre-sell the film and basically then shoot it. And there were, you know, that, you know, that B list of actors that were out there that were all looking to do something, and so that was kind of the history of how that happened.
Would a name like Tracy Lords help you get financing, get funding?
Yes, and so interesting enough, and let me add this right away: she is a wonderful person. Unbelievable. Just the nicest person in the world, and I have a collection of Christmas cards from her. So there's nothing like a Christmas card with Tracy Lords' signature inside. We would basically design the one sheet, the cover art, and because that, you know, when people went into a video store, they would judge a book by its cover, and so yeah, Tracy Lords would help you get the kind of money you needed.
Wow. And, you know, my experiences were really limited, but when people asked me, I thought she was, if you didn't know who she was, you wouldn't know who she was, which is always a giveaway on good people.
Mm-hmm.
They don't come in shining you, you know. And
Without a doubt.
So
without a doubt.
How many days did you, how many days was the shoot, and how much of this do I actually remember?
So you forget the lovemaking scene, I guess.
I told her, I said, Tracy, don't pretend you know me. You know, like when you come
you
in.
You know what, though? Hey, Mark, the guy that played the doctor, the coroner, was the guy that was on my trip, my restaurant show trip to Mexico. And he said that there were actually a couple times when somebody suggested that she do a scantily clad or maybe even a topless shoot. And she said, no, 1987, I'm done with that. And she has never bared herself since 1987. Can you confirm?
Without a doubt. No, there was, you know, and we didn't even, from the get-go, when we signed her.
She made it very clear, probably?
She made it very clear. Even in terms of doubling her. It was just one of those things that, you know, I'm in a new chapter. Mm-hmm. I'm moving on, and she handled herself so professionally. We had done a number of other films with. We did a film RoboCheck with Kathy Showers, who was Playmate of the Year, and it was a whole different thing. Tracy was just a joy to work with.
You know, those people who were in that business thousands of years ago. When I was working at KWBZ, the mother of all talk shows, and Marilyn Chambers came into the studio.
Huh.
And she had been, you know, Marilyn Chambers. And real quick story, I had interviewed by phone Linda Lovelace.
Okay.
This is one of those great moments in radio history.
Sure.
She wrote a book about, you know, inside Linda Lovelace. And she had become religious, and she was married to a guy, and they lived in southern Colorado. She was killed in a car crash. But she started telling me all this stuff. I read her book, and it was kind of, you know, self-published. But about this guy named Chuck Traynor. And she said, this guy, Chuck Traynor, made me do all of these things that I didn't want to do, held a gun on me, did all these kinds of things. So here comes Marilyn Chambers, and she's putting on an act in Denver. And there's Marilyn Chambers and a couple of women in the act with her, and then a guy about my size, a little bit bigger, and then these two gorillas. So we're sitting off air, like Mikey and I, and Mark, I'm going to have you in the studio as soon as we can. And I had my feet up, and I'm saying, hey, I just interviewed Linda Lovelace. And, boy, she told me about this guy, Chuck Traynor, that did all this stuff to you. And she looks at me. She said, did you ever meet Chuck Traynor? And I said, no. She said, that's Chuck Traynor. He was sitting in the corner. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. No. Here's a moment. Anyhow, and they came over, and they said, have you ever been in a movie set? And I said, yeah. And they said, there's lighters, there's grips, there's best boys, there's shooters, sound men. No one's ever said that Chuck Traynor held a gun to her head or told her to do it. And he said, if that was true, Mark, how many people are on a movie set? 10, 12, more?
Yeah, you know, 20 on down, for a little feature. Like
that we ended up, and I used to get a Christmas card from them. Like you were talking about getting Christmas cards. I said, I used to get a Christmas card from Marilyn Chambers. She passed away, and they made so much money on three films. They went to Nevada. and they were raising horses in Nevada when she passed away. So she had done the same thing. I'm done. I'm out of this business. We made a lot of money. Move on.
Tracy Lord said that she would make sometimes $1,000 a day. Wow. But she said when the porn industry was over for her, she had made about $35,000 total. That was it. But she said that she got, when she would get a day, get a shoot, get a movie, it would pay very well. It's just that something you can't run somebody out there like that, Mark, over and over and over and over again. I guess you have to have some selectivity there in how often you use them.
Hey, Mark, can you stay through a break? Can you stay with us?
I can.
All right, put you on hold. Mikey's on hold. 710 KNUS, Denver's talk station. Despite mortgage rates falling to the lowest levels in months, fewer homeowners. Cover your mouth. quit it. Despite mortgage rates falling to the lowest levels in months, several homeowners are choosing to refi. Depending on your current rates, this could be a huge mistake because you could be missing out on hundreds of dollars in monthly savings, maybe more. Don't let it happen. Instead, pick up the phone and call American Financing. Get a free mortgage review I've been telling you about. Let them review your current loan. If you have an outstanding debt like credit cards or personal loans, let them look at that. They can customize a new loan to save you up to $1,000 a month. No obligation, no upfront fees. It's really a simple conversation around your needs. American Financing trusted them. They did a wonderful job for me. They'll do all the heavy lifting. 303-695-7000. 303-695-7000. 303-695-7000. Apply online. AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334. Regulated by the Division of Real Estate. Talk radio, no man, it's master. What a classic morning. It's Friday, the 11th morning of June, 2021. Jimmy Sangenberger has Stefan, and in studio, Mikey Boyle, who shows me this movie that I was in, and we start laughing about it, and we get a phone call. This guy produced it, and Mark, you pronounce it Paglia. Is that the best way to say it, or is there...
Paglia.
Paglia. Mm-hmm. And we want your phone number, because we want you to come up and be in a studio with us. Now, you said we worked on a MedVed commercial together. Is that what I...
Well, yeah, we did some MedVed work together. Now, this would be August 7th, 22 years ago.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Was that
a shoot that was on? There were three of us on the shoot. There was a woman disc jockey and a country male.
Yes.
That was a classic moment. We could tell stories about that moment, too.
That moment... I found out after us trying to have a child for 5 years that my wife was pregnant. So my daughter's now 21 years old, but I lost it during that shoot. I can't even remember what the hell we were doing.
You know what? I tell people the story about that shoot, and John, one guy was selling trucks. I was selling like whatever I was selling, and the other person these will all remain anonymous, said something to me, and it just floored me. You know, like, and it's hard to knock me out of the box because, you know, because I can withstand a lot.
Yeah.
You were on that shoot. Oh, my God, Mark. What? I mean, you got to come in studio.
We got to get in. And do you remember Tammy Oakland, Mark?
Oh, you bet. In fact, I worked with Tammy about a month ago. She did some voiceover work for me. Just got done a series for the United States Olympic and Paralympic Committee.
She and I just exchanged messages, and because I asked, I said to myself, how many Tammy Oaklands can there be running
she's
around?
In the, she's in the film, right?
Yeah, she's in the movie. Yeah. She's the waitress, one of the waitresses. Yeah. And I said, was that you? And she wrote back and said, yes. So I told her the story about, you know, me being on the restaurant show group trip in Mexico and meeting this guy, the guy who was the doctor, Doug Brown. You remember he was the coroner. And so I said, let's get Tammy in here too, Pete.
You know, well, I promise what we'll do. Mark, where do you live now? Where do you live?
Colorado Springs.
Okay, so you could make it. We could. She's gigging in the morning too, Donnie.
How did you know about this? Did you have any idea, or were we just a regular Pete Boyle's listener? And
well, you know, I start my day with Pete Boyle's, and I listen to your show all the time on the weekend too. I love the first hour between 5 and 6 of Pete's show. I find it a page turn once 6 o'clock happens. It's a fun show.
Well, the first hour kind of, you know, the fourth wall. But the first hour you can come up with, and this morning we came up with, and you'd be perfect for this, who do you wish you'd never met?
Yeah.
And then who was the guy that couldn't work anymore in this business? And there's people you wish you'd have never met. And you go, man, I wish I'd have never met you because I, you know, I would hold you in esteem. Mm-hmm. And then the greatest person you ever met, tell the Sandpiper story. Mikey has a, you're going real quick.
Well, and Mark, you're a producer, so you understand this. When I was at Cal Poly, Pomona, they have an ancillary campus in San Dimas, and they have a big chapel up there, and they were making the Sandpiper with Elizabeth Taylor. Okay. Well, listen, you know, I'm a college kid, so he said, let's go up and see Lizzie. And so we go up there, and there is this unbelievably good-looking woman. And we think we've seen Elizabeth Taylor, and we saw her double.
Indeed.
We saw her double. Oh, my God. And I thought, you mean Elizabeth is this good looking or maybe even a tick more? I said, oh, my God, she was a – I'm telling you what. Some of us look like we were made with God's spare parts, but not Elizabeth Taylor, man. I'm telling you what, she was the real deal.
When the old man and I were in every which way but loose – and where everybody's in the bar and everybody's drinking beer in the bar and they're being nice. And this guy comes in. Everybody goes, there's Clint. That's Clint. And it wasn't. Yeah. It was the stunt double Clint. Yeah. And then the real Clint comes in and, you know, then that's Clint. That is Clint. You know, and the room drops about 20 degrees. That's Clint.
Yeah.
It's great stuff. So what are you doing now, Mark? We got about a minute and a half. What are you doing now?
Still producing. Just as I was saying, I got done a piece that Tammy and we, part series for the Olympic Paralympic Museum down here in Colorado Springs that is on TBS and NBC. And so producing still. And I also teach at the University of Colorado at Colorado Springs. Wow. Those who can't teach, you know, so I'm there.
These old time reunions, Pete, where you're talking. Well, you know what? Yesterday, you know, I was on I was on KKTV in Colorado Springs, Mark, for 17 years doing a restaurant feature.
Yes.
17 years. And yesterday at the station down there, we got talking about guys that we worked with and who are the anchors and so forth. And I'm telling you, we could take listeners down a trip down memory lane, Pete.
Well, radio's replete, and we're marking on the 18th, which is in 7 days, the assassination of Alan Berg.
Yes.
And so it looks like Alan may get into the Hall of Fame finally, and there's talk about a film about his murder, and so
I know how hard you've been working on that. And,
well, thank you.
It's unbelievable.
It's been a lot of work. They won't talk to you. Mm-hmm. I mean, we finally have the Hall of Fame guys are saying, yeah, well, because you know, when I went to the Hall of Fame induction before the pandemic, and with respect, people are going in there, and I sat at the table with some of the people, and I said, why isn't AB in here? Man, what's wrong with you people?
Mm-hmm. Couldn't carry his water.
Well, the guy said to me, he said, you know, you're going to be in here someday. I said, forget me, you know, do him. So they're going to bring him in, and I think that's – Mark, I'm going to put you on hold. I hope we can get you in the studio ASAP. Thank you so much. Mikey, tomorrow –
can I come back if Mark comes in?
Absolutely. What time's the Mikey show?
3 to 5 Saturday, 10 to noon Sunday, the restaurant show – trips to Mexico, giveaway, gift certificates, lunch munches, the whole deal.
You made it work. Thank you. Everybody, we'll see you Monday morning at 5. And maybe we can do that some morning. Who you wish you had never met. And thanks, Rob, and Father Andre, and Mikey Boyle. And first of all, thank you, Billy Tharp. Have a good weekend. Back at you Monday morning. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for listening.